Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
It's 1:30 in the afternoon.
This is when Eddie wakes up. So. Mm-hmm.
With your hosts, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Brianna.
And Daniel.
Danielle.
We've been gone for a minute.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff has happened in 2 weeks, I feel.
Yeah.
Whole holidays.
Yeah. All that stress.
Stress.
Yeah. Well, finding gifts, you know, and stuff like that.
Christmas is a heckin' time, man.
I feel like that's why we had to take a break, because, I mean, you guys went to go see your families. How was that, by the way?
It was good.
I didn't go home to see my family.
You left. You went out of town, right?
No, I didn't. I was here the whole time.
You just didn't want to record? All right. You know, I told everybody that you were, like, the star of this show.
I was just sad and in my room. Next question, so...
No, but it was great. Like, I went to Vegas, see some family. It was fucking cold out there, man.
Really?
It was ice cold. What do you mean, You're not even from there.
I'm from New York, dude. I'm from Canada.
So I knew she was going to
look
into that.
It ain't cold, it's man. Cold.
Nothing's cold. Ever as they cold know? As where they're from.
From where
they're
we're from? Used to.
What are you saying they're from?
It's cold.
Yeah. 50 is...
Yeah. It is cold.
Cold as shit to us.
I've lived here for 3 years and I've adapted, so I get it.
It was in the 30s. So to me, it was cold.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's cold.
But, like, again, everybody wasn't, like, you know, it seems like there's no pandemic out there. Like, everybody's out and about. Still in the strip.
In Vegas?
Yeah, in the strip. And
people party 24/7,
it's
man.
Just crazy. I mean, I see masks and stuff, but it's just... It's crazy how, like...
That's pretty much all it is. Yeah, from when we went out there not too long ago, it was just... Everything was business as usual, but you just had people running around with masks.
Yeah.
So you could still eat inside. You could still do all that.
Exactly. It was pretty weird. But it was fun, though. Just seeing family.
Mm-hmm.
Taking some time off work.
Are they good? Oh, I'm sorry.
No?
Oh, they're pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. My mom. Cool. I got my mama, baby Yoda, and she's like, so in love with it.
Like yeah, second. You showed us like, a picture, and she's, like, cuddling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's, like, it's, like, her newborn.
I've never seen Mandalorian, and this is controversial. Never seen Star Wars, either. Mm. But I want to watch Mandalorian.
She hasn't seen Game of Thrones. She hasn't seen Star Wars.
I didn't watch Harry. I've never seen Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Holy shit. Harry Potter?
Potter.
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting judged so hard right now.
Because you didn't go home.
Mm-mm.
You just laid in at home, you said.
And
all that time, you could have been watching.
I know.
Sorry to disappoint
While you were
you,
not
like
here recording new episodes, you had time to sit and binge watch, like, you know, some of the greatest series.
I didn't binge
series.
Watch anything.
Shut up.
I was doing taxes, going to college stuff. I don't remember.
Getting
I was
your
drunk
life together?
90% of the time.
Who wants to get their life together?
What the fuck? Getting ready to get out of the Navy and shit?
So you say.
How dare you get your shit together?
I was drunk. 9 out of the 10 days that I was off work.
Damn.
I mean, so was I, but...
Yeah. But I still watched Harry Potter. Harry Potter?
Stop. It's Harry Potter.
Don't disrespect his name.
Okay. Anyways.
But how was it, though?
What, my days off?
No.
No, you getting drunk for 9 days.
Oh, it was amazing. It was liberating. That was it. I don't remember most of it. But anyways, Daniel, what did you do? For your holiday time?
While you guys were enjoying your family time and going home to Vegas and partying it up and stuff, I was at work.
I worked with you.
Yeah. But we actually worked.
Okay.
Not what the AEs call work.
No.
For those who don't know, AEs is an electrician on airplanes.
And I'm basically an electrician too, but we do all your guys' work.
Okay. I hope you stub your toes.
I handle all the paperwork. It's pretty chill.
You're a books bitch.
Hey, it's chill. I don't have to do shit that much.
Anyways. So,
My name was good. Did you guys enjoy that little New Year's shindig
we got? Our New Year's
get-together? New Year's get-together.
Yeah. 5 people and below, a.k.a. California governor.
Socially distanced the entire time with masks and
whatever. The ping pong.
Not the beer pong?
Beer pong.
Jesus,
there we go.
Too many.
Yeah.
Champ.
But your partner definitely carried you.
I don't think he did.
No?
No, because the last other games I was winning.
His nickname is Shooter. So
no, that's because of a game we played. That's
okay, whatever. Anyways. Anyways, I took care of a girl who was drunk. I somehow got roped into that.
Yeah,
that
wouldn't be a New Year's wouldn't be a New Year's Eve party if there wasn't.
It
one
was
drunk
only
chick.
9:30, so yeah. That was upsetting.
She came in within 2 hours. She was already fucked.
Yeah, it was bad.
I wonder what that's like.
Yeah,
high I miss five those alcoholism. Days.
Yeah, walk up to a party, like y'all fucked already. Like, all right,
man, I miss those days.
Being 21. I'm only 23.
The state that she was in was like me going to a second party,
yeah,
or a third, you know what
yeah
I mean?
That's she wasn't good, but I took care of her. She's safe, she's healthy.
She broke a toe.
She did break her toe.
She broke a toe. Like, how did that even happen?
I fed her a lot of pita chips.
Oh yeah, you were just like, you were just throwing,
I was throwing
pita,
a handful of chips at her,
throwing chips and sourdough bread, like, eat this bitch.
I was like, stop being a puss, man. I'm also a woman, so I could say that.
Yeah, that's true. But your face, you looked annoyed.
I was disgruntled. Yeah. Like, I was super disgruntled. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm supposed to have a good time. Gah.
Well, we did still have a good time, but that
I
took most of
time.
Our time was making
don't
sure.
Don't say
she was
this
okay.
Took most of our time.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's how good parties go. There's always one fucked up person.
There's always one fucked up person.
Other little random things happening.
Exactly.
You know,
no, those
all
are
at
good
the same
parties.
Time.
Yeah.
It was,
it
good
was
food.
A good time.
It was good
really
food.
Good food.
Thanks to Bree Bree.
Daniel's growing and growing.
I'm trying
growing
to.
Growing and growing.
I'm
with
trying
his food.
To compete with you, honestly.
Yeah. If you don't know, I am the known chef in our friend group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to compete with me, and they'll never take the crown.
No, I'm just here to eat stuff. I'm not the one that
cares. I'm like, the way I look at it is like, if we're trying to compete with Bree Bree, that means all the food we make is gonna always be good. You know
yeah,
what I mean? So
true.
Yeah, you have to step up your game. Don't look at how I'm tying my sweatshirt. yeah.
But yeah, it's been
glowing and growing. 2021. That's so weird to say.
It is 2021.
The whole year just flew by.
Honestly thought when the ball dropped, the time was going to reset.
In December. Like happy December 32nd, everyone.
Yeah, JK, 2020 is not over, bitches.
Or like a sign that popped up, like, the simulation's over. It's like, oh shit.
Yeah. It's like Black Mirror.
Yeah,
season
like Black
5.
Mirror, yeah.
Yeah. The 2020 we just had was just round one.
Ew,
yeah.
That's gross.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, ew. I've seen a lot of memes about it. Like, you know, people are like, it's like you hear like the zombies from Black Ops. Like, fetch me their souls, and the dogs come and try
out
to
of the
eat.
Distance,
yeah.
Like coming up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like zombies. I was like, yo, that's. I was like, they're going out of hand mm-hmm. with these memes. Twisted Tea guy, though.
Twisted Tea all of a sudden is blowing
yo,
up. What is up with that?
That video.
I have never
fuck.
Seen that video until like the last day we were at work, like a week ago.
Oh, wow.
And
same.
I literally sat on my couch and I was just like, how is that possible? Like, he wasn't there to like hurt the guy, he was there just to humble him. He was there to be like, bro, knock it the fuck off. And then he picked him up. She's like, that's a nice dude.
Yeah. No, he had to put homeboy in his place real quick.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Like,
I concur, doctor.
Yeah, it was just
we should actually, let's look up this video real quick, because I've only looked at it once.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty intense.
It's super intense, because it's like a white dude just saying the N-word, bro. Just left and right. And I'm like, oh, shit.
We're going to turn it down low, so we don't hear the... this guy... Sorry, I'm really bad at typing.
Imagine the people at Twisted Tea, like, they're getting so much free publicity off of this now, and, like, all the memes
all
that
the
have
memes,
come out
bro.
Of it and everything.
This guy actually looks like the guy hitting a guy with a Twisted Tea looks like a guy I used to work with. I said guy six times in that sentence.
Did say six
yeah, we can put a little bit of sound on it. Why not?
That's a
lot. Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just... It's crazy. He looks like he's just there to, like, teach
like,
society.
What are you
he's
from?
Like... Where are you from? I'm from here. What do you mean?
I wonder if the dude behind him is like his homie and he's just not stepping in, or if he's just like, I don't want
to. That guy looks
this.
Like some biker who's just like, bro, I'm supposed to be drunk right now.
He's like, I'm just trying to pay for my shit, and
yeah.
Homie is just taking up the line right now.
I like how when he drops it, he picks it up in time before he kicks it in. Bam!
Rewind that real quick.
That's so funny.
But he got up pretty quick. I gotta hand it to him.
He did get
the
up.
The dude got smacked in the face, he got up super quick. Ugh.
He's drunk. He has to be.
If only he, after he does that can flip...
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Just grabbed it and smacked it, but then he dropped it. But it would have looked so much more smooth if he flipped it, smacked
yeah.
him.
I just think it's funny how anyone who wears skinny jeans with work boots has the audacity and the confidence to confront people in a gas station.
So this guy, the one talking shit, reminds me of somebody who probably grew up around certain demographics who probably told him,
oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, it's totally cool, man. You're like,
yeah,
you,
this
we're
is
cool
just an
you.
Adjective.
Yeah.
It's not.
But then
yeah.
he came across the wrong dude.
Honestly.
I don't want to watch this video.
No, that was... Yeah, it's crazy how that just blew up.
It blew up everywhere.
I didn't even knew... It was, like, overnight, great, too.
Honestly.
I keep that motherfucking thing on me now.
A Twisted Tea? You're so stupid. I hate you. I'm little, so I just keep, like, a Truly in my pocket. I'm just like... Proportionally with my hand size.
That smack was so loud, bro. You're like, oh, fuck.
That's aggressive.
It was really
what bad. Else blew up this year, like this last year?
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Eddie's favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite, dude.
I've never seen Star Wars, so I think I have to watch it for Baby Yoda.
You have to. Well, I show you clips of, like...
Yeah.
How he sounds. And mm-hmm. like, it's really fucking adorable. I'm like,
yeah.
I know.
Sorry.
The only reason why I watched this is
because we got the first one of 2021.
Oh, first
birth.
But yeah, so Baby Yoda is
actually. Thanks, dude.
Is what made the.
You Googled your fried cream cheese.
Yeah.
Daniel made these jalapeno poppers for New Year's Eve, and I was like, oh, he found this recipe generically. It's on his Google history right here in front of my own eyes.
The only thing I'm more concerned about is nothing else, you know, popped up on my Google search. I'm so glad that's all that popped up. Oh, yeah, my drink
ideas.
We're going
through Daniel's
Holy
Google
shit,
search.
Can we stop, please?
Yeah, I'll click off.
Click on, I'm feeling lucky.
So now I'm, like, starting to think back, like, what have I looked up?
Anyways.
Those jalapeno poppers were the shit.
They smacked.
They were pretty good.
Thank you.
Eddie, what was the craziest thing that happened to you this year? Not saddest. No. Don't say sad things. Only craziest, like, funniest, coolest, blah, blah, blah.
I think it was just when we went to that Air Force base.
That was a good time.
Really awesome. Like, I was like, yo, they're living the life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if our base was anything like this, I would never leave.
I would never leave.
You want to give them, like, a little background of what we were doing?
Yeah, we were just out there, you know, just working. And this is our first time ever going to Air Force Base, you know.
First time ever, like, a Navy squadron yes. has gone to, like, some type of detachment like this. Well,
it wasn't the first time.
Or,
I know.
Our squadron.
Our squadron. There it was the first time for our squadron.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So we were out there, and we were expecting it to be, like, how the bases are everywhere we see mm-hmm. for Navy, but it turned out to be completely different. Like, as soon as we got there, the gym was just looking amazing, mm-hmm. super huge. It had like a Starbucks and stuff. It was
super fancy.
Pretty amazing.
It looked like something right off the Vegas Strip.
Yeah,
right. It was nice.
It was super
nice.
Very state of the art.
Yeah. The picture, like, everything looked nice. They had like a ton of food courts. They had like a GameStop. I'd never seen a GameStop at a...
Dude, that whole base was like its own little city. There was a GameStop. There was really nice stores. Yeah. A tattoo parlor.
Yeah, that's first.
I have a t-shirt from there.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend got tattooed there.
Exactly.
I think he was the first sailor to get tattooed there.
He was the first sailor to get tattooed there. Yeah, I was with them. Yeah, the tattoo artists were saying like, oh yeah, there was some other sailors in here, but they weren't down enough to
they
get
weren't down to clown
yeah.
man
they weren't down so yeah your boy came through. He got his first tattoo there. His first tattoo on a military base
It's actually the first tattoo parlor on a military base ever.
It was really dope.
It's pretty amazing. Super and cool. It was kind of weird because I thought our tattoo policies were like way like more lenient than the Air Force. Right, so why would they have a tattoo parlor, but we don't?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy though. You guys look like you had a good time.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I was home when they were out there partying and living it up. So
we got to go to the strip every night. That first week, I think we went a little bit too hard with those AMFs and shit like that.
Messed up, bro. Yeah. Oh, we went to Heart Attack Grill.
Heart Attack Grill.
So, I don't eat red meat, and I've always wanted to go there. Mm-hmm. Is it worth it?
It
was really good.
It was a good experience.
I think it's famous,
though. The food
was good,
too.
So, I think that's what...
The whole theme and everything, it's definitely really fun. It's cool. Mm-hmm. The food itself, I mean...
Probably pretty generic.
It was a really good burger. Yeah.
Oh, they had a shake that I remember, because of the menu, it said the most concentrated fat shake in the world.
That's insane.
I think they just put butter in it.
They dump a whole stick of butter in there.
Jesus.
I was like, you know, I was like, that's not...
Bro, that sounds disgusting.
We got a double cheeseburger thinking it was not going to be that big. Holy fuck was that thing?
No, that thing was like a pound and a half.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah. I thought it was...
I've never had a cheeseburger in my life. Or a hamburger.
In your life?
In my life. Your life.
What about like veggie patties or anything?
Like McDonald's?
I've had turkey burgers, but not like meat. Like an actual
like McDonald's genuine... When you were a kid?
No. I've only had chicken and turkey burgers my whole life.
Your entire life. So is that something that is that something that your parents started?
So my mom's allergic to the protein content in red meat. I've been slowly like, I made brisket the other day for Christmas for us and our friends, but yeah, I just never, until recently, I've never had red meat.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have tried it?
Recently, within the last year.
What did you have?
I've had brisket. I've had one bite of steak.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had...
Where'd you have the steak from?
Bacon. Yeah. My boyfriend's parents.
Oh, they made it?
Yeah.
Okay, home cooked meal. Can't go wrong.
And then I cooked my own brisket and then ate it on Christmas. So
So that's pretty interesting, too, that you actually know how to make all these things and you don't even
eat it. Yeah, I'm allergic to seafood, too. Like,
and you make
pretty
that too.
Allergic to seafood. Yeah, I still make that from people
so
I know.
I'm so mad because I wanted to take you to Spencer McKenzie's.
Yeah.
Get some burritos from there because they're so...
Oh, no, I'd die, probably.
I know.
But, yeah. So that's my life.
Man, no meat, no red
no
meat.
No red meat until recently. I've had it quite often recently, actually. Like, I've had bacon a lot recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you like bacon?
It's good. Yeah, it's I like turkey bacon more still, though, for some reason. Just because of the fat.
It is a different taste. Yeah. I do like it, honestly. And I like all food, though.
After 23 years, of course, my taste buds, like, adapted to it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After that time.
I can't wait to stop smoking cigarettes so I can get my taste buds back.
That must be nice. JK, I did that like 3 years ago.
Is that going to be like a New Year's thing you're looking into?
Not really.
New Year's resolution.
So I definitely want to stop whenever I get out the military.
Okay. So in the military, you're not ready to get off
cigarettes. Because it's something that I know that helps me. It's not good for you, obviously.
But it just helps you cope
and like take those breaks that I really need throughout work whenever... Stuff, you know, when shit hits the fan.
Well, because you sit at a desk all day, too.
Yeah,
so I imagine you want to, like, kind of get up once in a while.
Yeah.
I hate just staring at the computer every day and doing something. I'm like, I need to get up.
That's fair. So, yeah.
And, you know, or when I'm stressed and I smoke one, I definitely, like, mellow out a shit ton.
It's like a decompressing thing.
Yeah, but like I keep saying, it's not good for you, you know. But
Oh, it's totally not good for you.
Yeah. But hopefully, I heard once you stop smoking for, like, a whole month, your whole taste buds.
They do come back. I started smoking when I was like 15 and I quit when I was in college and then I started again, but don't tell anybody. And
but you don't really smoke cigarettes. You're more of like more into vaping.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I smoked when I was in college, I smoked Marlboro Black 100. So I sounded like a Vietnam vet the whole time.
Oh my God.
I was this like small little long-haired girl just walking around college campus.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And I can tell you from experience that you do get your taste buds back, like, pretty quickly.
I hope.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, stuff still tastes good. So imagine once I stop.
Yeah. You know, it does change
everything. Full experience, yeah.
But I also heard that you gain a lot of weight when you stop.
That is a weird thing I've heard. Yeah. So that cigarettes helps burn fat or
no,
something?
No, cigarettes, people
replace... suppresses your appetite.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
People use cigarettes to suppress appetite and, like, kind of replace meals if they're busy. So, like, say
that's so unhealthy.
Goddamn. Yeah, it's not good. Yeah. So that's why I started smoking in college when I was working. Eddie has a really busy life, so he's probably just like, oh, I can't have dinner, so I'm just going to go smoke this quick 10-minute cigarette.
So whenever I take my lunch break at work, I just smoke, like, two.
Yeah. That's what people do when you smoke cigarettes.
I don't get hungry after I smoke, and then I just wait until I'm off work. Then I get something to eat, you know?
Yeah, that's a common thing.
It is common, but, like, I don't know. It's just I really do want to stop it and replace it with something else.
What's the longest you've ever gone?
Taking
a break? No.
4 weeks.
Really?
That's quite a distance for somebody who smokes regularly.
Yeah. So I started...
It's a big distance.
I started in 2000, I'd say... 16.
Oh, you're kind of... Yeah. I thought you had been smoking for a while.
No, no.
So how old were you?
It's more recent addiction, probably.
21-ish?
20, I think.
20?
Yeah. When I first started.
Yeah, I'm like Bree. I think I had my first cigarette when I was 14.
Sorry, yeah, I was young.
Sorry, Mom, if you have to hear
Luckily,
this.
My parents don't listen to this, and I hope they never do, so...
But no, that's when I tried my first cigarette, and then I didn't really start... like buying my own cigarettes till I was 16 because there was a place, there was a little spot that everybody knew about at my high school.
that they don't ID and shit.
It was like some like family owned liquor store, some like older Armenian gentleman. Like he literally would ID us to make sure we were 16 and then he would sell to us.
Oh, wow.
Just cigarettes.
There was a place like that where I grew up too. Okay. I started smoking my like senior year, I think. Mm-hmm. Like regularly smoking.
No, I wasn't regular. I was on and off. It was like a social regular thing. Regular smoking. Yeah, like parties and stuff like that. I would I'd be like, yeah, let me get a cigarette.
It's funny, is like when I was a little kid, I don't know if I brought it up before, like, you know, the Red Ribbon Week where, like, I don't know if they had it in your school where they talk about no smoking, smoking's bad for you.
Oh, we had, like, DARE program, like, which obviously was a success.
Definitely worked, right?
That line is not proud of us. But no. Anyways.
That line.
So, yeah, so I remember doing that and I was like, yeah, I was super against cigarettes. My dad used to smoke back in the day too. Mm-hmm. Like he started when he was young too. Like
he doesn't smoke anymore. He's done.
He completely quit when my brothers were born, which was like I think 18 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. So that's always been a theory of mine where I'm like, if you start smoking, it's hard to stop. But if you have like an actual reason to stop, like if you have a kid or if you get some type of health issue, obviously you would.
That's
when you decide to stop.
I obviously wasn't the reason because he still smoked when I was born. But when my brothers came into play, I guess that in his mind, like I have three kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, wow,
that's a legitimate reason. That's a legitimate reason, and it actually helps him every day to be like, no, I don't need this.
Yeah.
My mom was a smoker too, and she only quit smoking when she gained asthma. I was like 10, so that wasn't the easier.
Another reason you should probably stop. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like my mom hates it because like my mom's dad passed away because of cancer from smoking, you know? So she hates it, you know? And then I actually had a conversation with my uncle. He's like, you know what? None of like our siblings, as in like my mom, my uncles and everything, none of them smoke, but all the grandchildren do. It's kind of weird. He's like, I don't know if he like skipped a generation or what it is, but like they don't all smoke because of their father, you know, my grandfather passing away because of it. But all the grandchildren all smoke.
I think it's because you're not like directly connected to it. So you know how like you have this idea of your grandparents, just like this kind of myth where you're like, these are my grandparents, this is what they do, but your parents are closer to you. So I feel like grandchildren are just like, you know what? It can't faze me. Like, you know,
I guess.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So in a way I see. Yeah. I see.
Because my grandma died of lung cancer as well. Like my great grandma, not my grandma, but, my mom started smoking. And the only reason why I started smoking is because I worked with some shitheads in like a local coffee bar. And
coffee and cigarettes. It's always a good mix.
I was 16, just walking around, just like, I'm so disgruntled about everything.
I remember giving me a vibe when I first started smoking. I'm like,
I'm cooler than everyone.
I look cool.
Yeah. It's definitely like
I think that's how it starts for a lot of people.
People talk about it. They're just like, oh, you don't look cool doing it. I'm like, you're lying to me. I look cool as fuck.
I see like different, like, people like your boyfriend when he smokes. I like it because he holds it like this to his chest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've never seen people hold it like that.
No. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He does do that.
I didn't even think about that.
He's so fancy with it like this, and then like all of us.
He's like a higher credit score, but also smoking.
The rest of us are just kind of like letting our arm just fucking.
Yeah,
our arms get tired because we've been smoking for 6 years. Just like,
I've never been the guy that leaves a cigarette in the mouth and talks.
Ooh, that's gross.
I feel like
no, because I feel like you're just inhaling the smoke through your nostrils the whole time. I'm like, I need to breathe.
Those are people who like chain smoke and are just like, I haven't felt oxygen in 3 years. You know. Like,
it's such like a fucking old grandpa move. Yeah, you just let that shit burn it up into your nostrils.
It really is.
Or like that, we were talking about like people hotboxing in their car too. Like
we're talking about that today.
I hate getting into a car and they have like ashes in their car.
Yeah. That's what I was like when I was 17.
They don't give a fuck.
That's what I was like when I was 17.
You used to smoke like that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. I went to college when I was 17, so I was just like, fuck everyone, man.
Well,
it was terrible.
What I do miss though about cars now, like from back then to nowadays, is like they had that little
cigarette lighter
in there. Those were clutch. Where's my lighter, bro? Where's my lighter? And then I'd be like,
and now it's just
shit.
A damn USB port.
Yeah.
Or they actually still have like the little, like where the cigarette lighter used to be.
They just call it an outlet.
Yeah. I'm like, what was the fucking point of having that shit anymore?
Yeah.
I missed that. Yeah, you just press it and the heat's
on. My mom loved it.
Those were clutch, honestly.
But that's the thing. Back in the day, everybody smoked, like,
yeah,
all the time. It was
there was ashtrays in the car.
And yeah. You were able to smoke in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And like while you were shopping. Did you know
there used to be ashtrays in our planes?
No. Really?
Yeah.
No. Who told you that? How'd you find that out?
There, you know the chairs in like the ready room that we sit in? Yeah. You know those little those are ashtrays.
What?
That's, they look like ashtrays.
They do. Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Can you imagine they're in the ready room having a brief and they're just like
puffing?
Yeah. Talking to your CEO, having a fucking cigarette. Oh man, the good old days.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy though.
Yeah, you know, isn't
like,
that crazy?
It was advertised everywhere. Like when I used to get ice cream from the ice cream trucks, they had those little bubble gum.
The fake cigarettes.
The fake cigarette bubble gum.
The candies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those were fun.
I'm like, look, I'm like dad, you know.
You got to teach them while they're young.
Yeah, dude. So then I always hated it, right? But then recently when I joined. And I remember I didn't know how to really cope with my stress because I never had stress like mm-hmm. that. It'd be like, what do I do? You know? And then my friends would be like, here, chill out. You know? So it's always given to me. Like, here. Like, never force. Like, you have to take it. But like...
Be like, hey, do you want one?
You want one? Yeah. It seems like you need one. I'm like...
Wow.
In the Navy, there's this thing, though. Like, you don't really get a break unless you need, like, a quote-unquote fresh air break. Yeah. Is what our non-smoker friends call them.
Yeah, the fresh air break.
The fresh air breaks, which is also known as a smoking break, but...
Yeah,
you're just out
that's
there,
just something that you take.
Yeah,
but like we talked about before, you go out to the smoke pit, then you get to have like some actual meaningful conversations.
Yeah, that's where like life changes.
A lot of the real conversations happen out there. So
a lot, dude. Like they're great conversations too, because it distracts you from work.
You find
like,
out so much. You separate about yourself everyone.
From work for a few minutes. You know?
Yeah, it's super nice.
I hate the people that do bring up work while you're smoking because you're like.
I immediately get aggressive and I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. I don't care what gripe you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
unless it's good news, like we're going home early. Yeah, I don't want to hear
tell
it.
Me.
I feel like that's where like the rumors spread. Like, oh, I heard we're getting out early today.
That's where the rumors actually spread.
So then from there, we go back into our shops. We're like, yo, this is what I just heard.
Yeah. If we work extra hard, we're leaving.
Which I stopped believing now, by the way.
Honestly, yeah, I don't think it's a. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, aliens, chupacabras, and vampires out there. This is your session. I'd say weekly, but we missed 2 weeks. But this is your session of Depression Confession with Eddie, Daniel, and Bree Nana, your local butter sculptor. Anyways, so I have a depression confession today, and this is more of a questionnaire to my fellow brethren.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys know me pretty well. You know that I'm not a typical lady, not a typical woman, if you would say so
Hell
yourself.
No.
Yep. Okay. Nope. Thanks. And and I just have questions for you all. Like you see different variations of women. You see tomboys. You see girly girls. You see in between.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any questions about how women act? How women think? How women do certain things. This is your confession time with Brinana, your local congresswoman.
I have a lot of questions.
Fire away, man.
Right. We also have Google in the background, just in case I'm not woman enough to answer.
Yeah, we could like compare some of the things, you know.
Yeah, just in case. About. I have a lot, but I don't know how to like put it into words. But best one right now is like, why is it like... Like, why do, like, women in general, I guess, when, like, they don't get along, right?
Mm-hmm.
They act fake. Straight to your face.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a thing.
But then they still act like they're friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So they get fake to you, and then when you guys go your separate ways, like, oh, she's a bitch, or this and that, right? Whereas guys were like... If we don't like you, we're like, fuck you too. Okay, we're not talking.
Right.
Or
you just don't create like, conversation with them at all. Yeah,
exactly. Or not, like, it's different. Like, for us, we'll be like, fuck you, die. And you'll be like, yeah, you too. And we'll walk away. It's like, that dude's pretty cool.
So,
you
know what
I
mean?
Like, I respect it. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like, I was wondering why it's like, for us, we're really upfront about
women are more petty. Women are more like, I want to say fake. I mean, yeah, in your guys' mind, it's fake. But in women's mind, it's just like, you make an enemy out of your friend, or you make a friend out of your enemy, and that's how you, like, take everyone down, kind of. Like, that's how I always looked at it. Just, like, you take the higher road, and then you're the better person. So if you're nice to that person to their face, you're considered the better person, but in reality, you're like, this dumb bitch, you know? Like, that's just my opinion, is that, like, that, and if you're always nice to these people, you can always, like, bring them back up if you have, like, a closer enemy. Mm-hmm. So, that's, we're very crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
Do you feel like that you always have to, like, even if you're, like, enemies with somebody, like, you have to, like, somehow make them your friend?
In a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way. Because, like, women are always treated, like, in a certain way, right? In a certain light. Mm-hmm. And you know that other woman is as well. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So you kind of always have to be, like, respect them in a nice way, but also she may be a bitch. So you're always, like, nice to their face, blah, 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 blah. In reality, you're shit-talking them.
Damn.
I've seen that, honestly, where it's, like, these two girls, they act like they're best of friends, and literally when they're separate from one another, there's always one that shit talks the other one.
Absolutely.
But that's a girl they're thing. Still really good friends.
They still love each other.
They still look out for one another. Yeah, they still care about one another, but they still, like, shit
talk. It's also, women are, not women in general, like, there's women out there who are very secure in their own skin, women who are very, like, built in their own bricks, but there's also women, most women are insecure, even if they won't admit it. So if you
break, so are guys. I mean, but we're not saying we're, like, perfect.
Mm-hmm. But women use it as weapons, basically. Mm. They always break them down with it.
Wow.
You know? So, like, say me and our best friend are very, like, pretty people, very pretty people, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to point out her flaws to make myself feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So that you see what I'm saying? So we use it as, like, weapons against each other. Even if we love each other, it's just to make ourselves feel more secure.
Mm-hmm.
But therapy, yeah. Anyways. That helps.
So how did you feel New Year's Eve when we had, like, a bunch of girls here and everything? Did you feel like you had a hard time fitting in?
I have no hair, and I wear flannels all the time and combat boots. And being around normal, long-haired, pretty women is just so exhausting sometimes. And it's fun. It feels like my normal life before the Navy, but now I'm just like, bro, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what to do here. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how to put on eyelashes. I have no idea, like, how to do really... I don't care about clubbing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about shots.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't brushed my hair in a while. I don't know.
I remember at the party, I saw your face and you were like...
I was like, help me.
Help me. And I was like, oh, she's having a good time.
It was fun.
No. You look like you were having a good time. Yeah.
It's just overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's just like when there's like four girls, like when our other friend was like literally hiding doing beer pong. She's like, I can't deal with this. And I was like trying. I was like, you know what? I may as well try right now.
Yeah.
I regret it immediately because I was just like, I don't even know what these girls are saying because they talk in like the normal TikTok, Instagram lingo. And I'm
you're
like,
you're not lying, honestly.
I have no idea what you're fucking saying to me right now.
I fit in perfectly with them.
You do.
Yeah. The TikTok
they
stuff.
Latched on to you, man.
Like, me, they're just like, go brush your hair, man. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. And it was bad. Man. It was fun, though.
Yeah.
It's, like a different world.
You were getting a lot of, like, compliments and stuff, too. Like,
I don't remember. I don't know.
I think people appreciate your style.
When was the last time?
I look like a little boy.
Huh? When was the last time? Like, have you ever been, like, that girly girl?
Yeah. Has there ever been a phase of Bree that was girly girl?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no. But there was a time in college where I was kind of posing as a girly girl, but my I don't even know what to call myself, but like my Bree style, as Daniel would say, would come out where I'd be like, oh, I'm a girly girl, but I'm also in all black. My hair is black and my eyebrows are black. And I was weird. I was a weird girl, but.
And you showed me pictures where you had long hair.
I was a different person.
I was here when you had long hair.
Yeah, he was here when I had long hair.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You weren't here. You just know how she was with for short hair, so when I showed you pictures, you're like,
this is her.
When I checked into the command, how long before then did you cut your hair?
When did you check in?
January of 2019.
Yeah.
So probably
I was in school when you went.
Okay.
Yeah. I was in school when you checked in.
Okay.
So I cut my hair that May after.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I first saw you, I've always just known you with the short hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So It was difficult on a New Year's Eve. Weird.
Like,
yeah,
I remember you had a bun and everything too at work, and that's like, dang. It took a little bit getting used to, but after a while, like now I know like that's
Bree.
That's Bree Bree now.
That's your style now. You rock it, honestly.
But New Year's Eve was weird because like, I feel like, so this is gonna sound weird, but I feel like the girls talk to me like I am one of the boys. Like even the girls talk to me like I'm one of the boys, and I'm like, I'm still a girl, you know, like I'm still like, I know these things. Mm-hmm. And that's like that was the frustrating part. And like our two friends were like asking me just like, when do you get out? And I'm like, oh, blah, 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 date. And they're just like, are you practicing being with girls? And I was like, that's rude. But yeah.
What the fuck? They asked you that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was weird.
Wow. That's pretty fucking rude.
It wasn't rude. I don't think they think it was rude. But they don't know. Yeah. They don't know the situation. Just like, they see me hanging out with you guys. Like, I burp on fucking the podcast. And like, I do these things. So.
I guess, yeah.
You have any more questions?
Yes.
Okay, next question.
Fire away.
Stop talking about my hair.
Why do women like hate guys that don't have that much stuff, but when what they have makes them happy? You know, like guys in general, like,
what do you mean?
I can have a couch and a TV, and that's it. But they'd be like,
Why are you living this way?
But we're genuinely happy if we just had that in a way.
You know? Because girls don't really understand.
Okay.
Like girls genuinely don't understand that way of life because girls are. This is going to sound super sexist and super bad, but girls are used...
It's better that you're saying it than
you. Girls are used to nesting. You know what I'm saying? Like, girls make a nest. That's what they do. They decorate. They make it their own personality and everything. So when they go to another human's place and they're like, oh, you have a lawn chair in here and a PS4? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
So they see it in their perspective. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we
don't see it. But women, they may not notice it. They may not understand it. They may not, like... No, that's happening, but they're nesting. Like, that's what happens in women's dorm rooms. That's what happens in barracks rooms. If you have never noticed the difference, that like, they look like a home. Like,
they have
decorations.
Everything.
They have, women are very about their own personality and nesting and making it comfortable and homey. Mm-hmm. Well, boys are just like functionality.
Yeah, it's like, it's a place
the mechanics of it, basically.
Yeah, it's just a place where to sleep. You know, eat.
I got my TV, shower, my entertainment. Yeah. Like, I'm set.
Yeah,
it's a common thing. So. It's a common thing with women's hormones is that when they're pregnant, they nest, right? They nest. They make the nursery, everything. You don't think those hormones just go away or come when they're pregnant? No, like, we have them all the time.
I feel like nesting's only associated with pregnancy, but it's not.
It's not. It's 100% a woman.
Yeah.
It's a female hormone.
Females are better at making the place feel like a home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, PS4, motherfuckers.
I mean...
We're happy.
No, I'm not knocking it. No, I get it. No, I definitely get it. I understand both sides.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you the female aspect.
I get that a lot, like, where they'll be like, how are you happy with this?
Like, they don't grasp it.
Yeah, we don't grasp it. You know,
I did the same thing with my boyfriend's place. I was just like, why is there no lamps in here? Then I bought a lamp yesterday, so.
Okay, yeah. I can see it. Because I was always thinking, like,
we do it subconsciously.
I thought you just hated us.
No, we just hate lawn chairs.
Being happy just for, like, genuinely having a lawn chair and a TV.
No.
And it's like, how is he so happy? Yeah. Like,
no.
Okay, I get it. Cool, cool.
It's a nesting thing.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay.
What are we looking at
questions?
Here? Nesting for women. Oh, read that. What the fuck?
It's pregnancy related, but like, it's a common thing. Is nesting real? Okay, continue your questions. I'm gonna look this up while you do this.
Okay, I was just interested by the question.
I'm googling a lot of stuff. These boys get distracted.
But okay, here's the
have a question.
I have a legitimate question. This is something I've discovered throughout my
fuck your questions, Eddie.
No. They're legitimate.
Okay,
but this is something that's been bothering me. So. I feel like whenever you give too much attention to certain girls, that kind of pushes them away. Hold on. So then when I start acting a certain way where I'm like, I act like I'm uninterested a little bit, you know what I mean? All of a sudden that draws them back in. Why is that?
Yeah,
why is that such a thing?
Wait, can you repeat that again? Sorry, I was reading about nesting.
I'm saying, how come when you give a girl too much attention when you're genuinely interested about her? Right? It pushes her away. Like, she'll stop responding to you, whatever the case may be. But then when, as soon as you start drawing back and you start acting uninterested, then all of a sudden that's when they want more attention from you. Why is that a thing? Sorry to put you on the spot.
It's a valid question though, because like I've been known, like I've noticed myself doing this in the past, but women like to be fought for. Mm-hmm. Women like to be kind of like, it's so complicated though. So mm-hmm. It's very common that women, you give them all the attention in the world, right? They pull away.
And not like you're like overbearing or anything. Like I genuinely, like you'd want to like talk to them every day, but then that's when you start sensing like that they're starting to separate. You know what I mean? Like they're like uninterested, like, oh, this dude's too easy type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? Or am I
wrong? No, you're right. You're 100% right. And the reason why they pull, like you pull away is because you're getting annoyed with it, right? You guys get annoyed with it. But women have this desire to like, I've noticed with women and my friends and in my coworkers and everything and in myself is that like you have this desire to like please. Like you have this desire to be like, oh, I'm okay for this. Like blah, 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 blah. So I feel like when you pull away, it's showing that like they have something to prove, I guess. Does that make sense? So I feel like that doesn't help anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Eddie was just like, what the fuck?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about, but it's like the sense that it makes.
It doesn't. I'm not saying it's reasonable.
Like, I know. Yeah, definitely.
I'm not saying it's a reasonable or healthy way to go about things.
Yeah.
And so for women who do that, there's so many different ways you can do that. There's so many different ways to like communicate that instead of being like, oh, I want you now because you're leaving. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's super deeply rooted. I'm not a therapist. I'm not qualified to talk about that. But
do need a number to your therapist, though.
BetterHelp. Right. BetterHelp.com. If you want to sponsor us. Spencer us? What the fuck am I saying? Sponsor us.
Yeah.
BetterHelp.com. If you want to sponsor us, I go to you personally. I know a lot of friends that do. You guys are the best, the bomb, the... Yeah, anyways.
Please sponsor us, please.
Women's abandonment issues. Anyways. No, yeah. Women just... We're very confused all the time on certain things. If you ever hear like a girl-on-girl conversation, we're very confused on things all the time. We may come off as just like, oh, fuck this guy. I'm going to go back to him anyways.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like, we're just confused. But we want to come off as tough as we are because everyone thinks we're weak. Does that make sense?
So you're just overthinking the
entire
situation.
We're overthinking the whole thing.
Guys do that too, in a sense.
You do.
And we just think like the more practical way of handling it is like, well, if we like somebody, then we should show them that.
Yeah.
But then as soon as we do that, then all of a sudden that's what kind of pushes the girl away. You know what I mean?
So
that's, I don't know.
It's a very confusing topic. I don't have the answer to that question. Because it's so complex to each girl. You know, so like some girls may have past parental issues where that may cause that. Some girls may just be conceited or narcissistic and cause that. Some girls, women, Daddy this, that, issues. And the others, you know, they may have everything else. But in general, it's just confusion. Just like women, anybody, not even women. Guys do this too. I've had this with guys that like, they don't like being abandoned. They don't feel like, they don't like being wanted in the next second they feel dropped. And so they kind of get confused on it, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that way.
Yeah.
Because it goes for both sides. Cause I'm definitely goes sure, for like, both sides. We both, like, us guys do things or have tendencies that we do that to women. It's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, so I can see it in that way as well. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's an interesting aspect.
It's like a mind game, honestly.
It's like chess, but you're never winning. It's so hard to be in between.
All mind games.
It's all mind games. I'm saying, like, this generation, it's so hard to be, like, on the dating scene. Yo, honestly.
Yeah, not just that, but it's, like, more like, it's, like, it's kind of weird, because, like, you know how we were brought up, and I don't know, like, how we were brought up in a way, like, the old school, like, dating, this and that, and, like, nowadays, it's more like nobody's really looking to commit.
Everyone wants to smack dirties and leave.
Yeah.
I feel like, well, the thing about our generation, I feel like we're kind of like right on the cusp of like the old days, like you were just mentioning, and like this new generation where it's like dating apps and it's just super shallow. Super shallow, you know? Yeah, honestly. Where it's,
Everyone's getting disconnected.
Yeah.
Just
it's too hard to really connect to somebody nowadays.
Yes. Yeah.
You're just going on an app, you see how they look, a little brief description, and then you decide off of that whether you like the person
or Everyone not. Is treating dating like it's buying like a product, in my opinion. Like, we've been so consumed in the buying commercial business that's what we're, like, bleeding into our dating lives. We're like, oh, this person has a nice description, has a great rating, swipe right. Or has a good picture, it looks good. Has nice pictures,
they have abs or some bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, like, all of our society is kind of bleeding into each other right now. Is where, like, our dating life is becoming our consumer culture.
It's kind of like a short attention span type of thing. So, like, literally, you're basing your judgment off of people just based on their pictures. It's like, do they have this? All right, cool, I like that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
going to
hit them up. I'm going to slide They're into their DMs. They're making dating like a game.
Like with Tinder, when Tinder's old school now, which is crazy to me.
It's been around for a minute.
And
I remember when it first came out.
People would play like Tinder games. People would play like Tinder games and be like, oh, they have abs, nice. They have hair, nice. Blah, 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 blah. They would go so quick. And I'm just like, this person gives good hugs. I don't know. But they seem great. But they make it a game, just like they make everything else rating based. They make everything else picture based. It makes everything else.
Yelp.
Dating is Yelp now.
Pretty much. Like, what is this? What is this place's ratings before I look into it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was thinking about that, I remember when J. Cole, I forgot what album it was, they dropped with the song "Photographs."
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I know you're saying.
And
he
dropped that, and I was like, "Yo, this dude's about like he knows about it. Like, holy shit! Like this, I was just literally thinking about this like a couple days ago. Like how this dude just basically just falls in love with a photograph with somebody."
Yeah.
You think you're in love with this person because you chat a little bit.
Oh, I know the song.
Yeah, so it's like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's,
I think it would just be fun to have it playing in the background. You know?
Yeah.
Can never go wrong with some J. Cole. Oh, you gotta love ads. Goddamn.
Sponsor us, YouTube, so we can afford YouTube Premium. Let's go.
Goddamn.
But yeah, so it's just super crazy that, you know, you just look at it and you're like, yo. But I think, like, she might be the one. It's crazy, like, me thinking, like, a person will get her phone and be like, yeah, this is one. You know, I'm probably going to settle down with her or something like that.
Like, just like looking at Tinder, this is my future baby mama. What? Yeah.
Somehow I think guys, more often than not, will somehow convince themselves that, like literally just off of social media, that they're the right one for this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. They will.
Guys will do some weird shit with their minds to like...
Girls do too, though.
Do they?
Yeah. Once in a while. I don't know as often as men, but... I've definitely seen it where women kind of convince themselves that, oh, this is a great person. This is the person I'm meant to be
based
with.
Based off of their social media?
Based off their social media.
It's so dangerous. That's crazy. Honestly, it's crazy.
It's so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy thing is we're all in our 20s. Early 20s, mid 20s.
Yeah.
And we're already all realizing that this is such a difference in society. Like, it's not even just like 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds are realizing. It's like our age who's just like, something's changing and it's weird. Like, you know? That's crazy to me.
So, like, say, like, that old school, like, when your kids ask you, right, one day, be like, how did you and, you know, your dad met and stuff like that?
You're
like,
Tinder.
Yeah, you know?
Honey and Fish.
So what happened to those moments where it's like, oh, well, you know, I was doing this. Like, something, like, it's like, you know, like, that catches the eye, I guess, or something. Like, something different, you know, like, oh, well. I was doing this, and then this happened, instead of, like, actually just, I just was on the phone. You know what I mean?
I feel like our society is getting, like, in the same time, with technology more complex, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, everything's changing. But in our personal lives, like, the normal day-to-day human altercations, it's, like, getting way simple. It's getting way less complex. There's not personalities out there anymore, really, in my opinion.
No.
So
there's nothing original anymore.
Like, we work with like 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds, and they suck.
You're not lying, honestly.
They're terrible. Like, yeah.
Well, going off of what Eddie was saying, there's gonna be like a whole generation pretty soon where literally they're gonna like have to explain like how their parents met.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like there's no complexity to society anymore.
Yeah,
like,
literally, it's gonna be like, how'd your parents meet? Like, oh, they met Bumble. Online. Yeah, on an app called Tinder way back in the day.
That's crazy,
right? And that hits my mind. Like, there's nothing like where, you know, something that you can like really make memories of, you know, like, oh, well, I was doing this and that.
Yeah.
And
it's
like, yeah. Like, you were just living your life. You happened to, like, work with somebody that you were really interested in. Then all of a sudden, it went off from there. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what, like, typical relationships used to look like.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, they still do.
It still happens. No, absolutely.
Here and there, there are. Or Tinder relationships sometimes work out.
Sometimes.
Granted, neither here nor there. Sometimes they don't. Like, yeah. they don't most of the time work out. So. Yeah.
So I think also when you go out nowadays, right?
Yeah.
You go to a bar or something.
Mm-hmm. That used to be the old
story. The move, that was the old story.
How did you meet your mom back in the day?
I met your mom in a bar.
Your mom was dancing.
Exactly. She caught my eye, you know. Exactly. So I had to make a move, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. So like nowadays, like you go to a bar, right? And it's like.
Some 60-year-old Braden out there is going to be like, I met your mom swiping right.
Like, no, what? Now if you go to a bar, you're just going to see, like, both males and females, like, stuck inside their phones. So there's not going to be any opportunity to have.
Or if you do, I don't know if it's a thing now, but, like, I don't know, like, sometimes you like, try and talk and stuff, and they're like, right off the rip, oh, I have a boyfriend.
Right? Yeah.
I'm trying to be a friend, man.
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't even, like, hitting on you, and there's, like, asking questions, like, a simple question. Like, I remember it happened. I was at a bar, and I was, like, asking the waitress, like, yo, you know where the restroom's at? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, I have a boyfriend. I was like, They didn't ask.
Didn't even ask you.
I just need to know where the restroom's at, you know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, they already have that response sometimes. Yeah. Whereas, I don't know, us guys, I don't know if we, like, I don't think we say we have a girlfriend. Then we're just, like blunt about it. Like, hey, like.
Well, that's another way we're different. I mean, most females already have, like, a response ready. Mm-hmm. And males were, like.
We go with it.
Yeah, as soon as if some girl approaches us, we're gonna like entertain the conversation.
Yeah, right. We're gonna vibe with it. So and it's like hard nowadays. I feel like when you go to a bar and try to actually like not even for picking up, you know, chicks or anything. Like, say you're just there with the homies, right? And then you see somebody that you like, you know, like oh, she's pretty cute. And like, maybe I should go say something to her. And then you go, and then it's like different now. It's not like the.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Or like even people in general. Talking to strangers, it's
difficult.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like it's not the same. I feel
no,
it's not. It's not. I agree. I concur, doctor.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It is. Yeah,
in such a short amount of time, I feel like
it changed very quickly.
Yeah,
technology is changing quickly though. Like look at all these apps. So like Bumble didn't exist for very long. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
That kind of stuff. So
Bumble's the one where
the girls hit you up.
The girl has to. Initiate the conversation. Yeah. That's how that works.
Which is pretty interesting.
You know what I find most interesting about that is the fact that the Los Angeles Clippers, their main sponsor on their fucking jersey is Bumble.
No.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're playing,
bro. I'll show you, honestly. Yeah, I always thought that was crazy. I brought it up with somebody else before. I'm like, how the fuck did Bumble get on the NBA jersey?
Clippers are getting laid, man. I don't know what you want.
Hey.
We're looking up Clippers jerseys right now.
Just to show you. Like,
just to prove a point. I need glasses. I need glasses. Well, it looks like Daniel was wrong. So,
That's right there.
Right.
Holy shit.
It's been there for the last couple years. Bumble.
That's insane.
That's insane.
That's why nobody from LA will take them serious.
Because they're sponsored by Bumble.
But then again, fucking Lakers, their main fucking sponsor is Wish, which is like the sketchy fucking eBay.
Which is cool as fuck, dude. Let me show you some cool things on Wish.
You get some weird shit off of Wish,
though. Some cool things on Wish.
Wish.com. I see that shit on my Facebook all the time. Some weird ass shit.
Yeah.
Anyone else have any other questions for our depression confession?
Anybody. Anybody at all.
Anybody.
Let's turn this around.
You can ask me.
Yeah.
Do I have any questions?
Why don't you get the male perspective? Ask us something, and then we can.
I don't have any questions about you guys. Sorry.
You're like, I don't give a fuck.
You guys are so basic.
You guys are too easy to figure out.
Daniel, log into Wish.
I don't have a Wish account. This shit's sketchy.
Okay. Anyways. I don't have any male questions right now. I wasn't prepared for this.
What is something you want to know about us?
You guys are pretty just like, I have questions about males, but you two are very just like simple, clean cut. Besides you, Daniel.
How dare you?
Tarnish my reputation.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just golden kidding. Child.
You are a golden child, but.
And the only
You guys
child.
Are good guys.
And the only child.
Thank you.
So am I.
Yeah, I'm not.
Anyways.
Okay. Anyways, no, I don't have any questions.
I'm not the psychopath. You guys are.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't have any questions, though, because...
We're just basic. Yeah.
You guys are pretty open with everything you have to say. And that's really cool about guys. Is
yeah.
Not all guys.
All guys, yeah.
Majority guys, the most ones I've met, are just, like, clean, straight to the point. If you have a fucking question, you're going to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Leave no room for questions for people like me, your local butter sculptors.
God, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I think I have more questions, but it's just like...
Womanhood, right?
I don't want to word them.
Sexist.
You don't want to say. Yeah, you don't want to say.
Because there's like no... Shit. Yeah, because there's no... Like, I'm not discriminating, nothing. It's just like I just genuinely... Trying to ask questions about, you know.
Wow, you completely misspelled every word.
You can eat a whole dick. Why do women ask so many questions?
Let's see. Open that. Let me see that.
Women often ask questions to build consensus and explore all sides of an issue before making a decision by asking, what do you think? A woman is not necessarily looking for a solution, but is trying to create a conversation and strengthen a relationship.
So... That, okay, I can agree with that.
I agree with that.
A lot of the times if, like, a girl brings up a certain conversation, they just want your viewpoint. They want to talk about it, explore, like, certain
possibilities. Yeah, they always say what you
think. Yeah, but guys, whenever, like, if they ask a guy, the guy's always going to give them a direct answer. You know what I mean? And that's not what a girl is looking for all the time.
True.
They're literally just trying to, like...
Trying to have
a conversation. Yeah, trying to, like, build on it. Not just I don't want an answer right away. Like,
I do have a question again.
What's up?
When you guys go out to eat, right?
Go out to eat?
Yeah,
Why do we not know where we want to go?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
1 second, there's more.
Part two?
Yep, there's another one. Anyways, I have no idea because I do the same goddamn thing. So, why women don't know. It's just because, like, everything sounds good. Women are very non-confrontational.
Okay.
So if you haven't noticed that, women are very non-confrontational. Yeah. So we're just like, most.
It's not 100% true, but go on.
I'm a big bitch. Anyways, women in general just don't like saying, no, I don't want that. So whenever you bring it up, you're like, oh, do I want Taco Bell? Be like, no, because you said it first.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
God damn it.
Okay. They're just like, no, I'm not in the mood for Taco Bell. They have an idea of what they want, but they want you to bring it up first so they can say no so they don't feel like the bad guy.
Wow. What the fuck?
Wow.
100%.
Or when, yeah.
Did that just answer some questions?
Yes.
It did.
Fuck. But also, whenever we get food, right?
Yeah.
And we ask, do you guys want anything? No. And we drive off.
Because we want to feel skinny.
Because we want...
By you saying no, do you feel skinnier?
Is that
what this comes down to?
You're just like, wow, I have self-control.
But
and
you're
then
still
your fistful French fries from McDonald's.
Yeah, you're still
going
to eat our shit later on? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Because they're just like, oh, this isn't mine. I didn't order it. I can eat one or two.
I've also seen where, like, they both order the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try yours.
Yeah.
They want to feel included. Like, they're just like, maybe they cook this one better. I have no idea. It's a subconscious thing because I do it too, where I'm just like, oh, I wonder what that one tastes like. And it's like the same piece of chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It makes no goddamn sense.
It sounds like, wow.
But we do it.
Okay.
Thank you for admitting that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Fuck.
I'm here to take the bullet.
Because I was always
We just Googled the 10 questions you shouldn't ask a woman. Ask a woman.
Ask a woman.
Ask women.
Is that what you're wearing?
Is that what you're wearing?
I like how that's number one.
Holy shit.
That's
a good one.
That will get you in some trouble.
What's the
Let's
most
just go through the questions.
On?
Fuck the answers.
Why are you going to the doctor?
That's one.
That's a bold ass statement.
I don't think that's ever come out of my mouth.
How many people have you slept with?
That's
one.
That's a bold ass statement from both sides.
So that's a good question.
It is.
How do you bring that conversation?
But I know
you
that,
shouldn't ask.
No,
I'm just
really,
I just
shouldn't.
Don't think you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. And it happens, like, it's happened to me a couple times, like, where they're like, so how many, like, girls have you slept with? And I'm like, why would you bring that up?
How many girls have you slept with? You've asked other girls.
No. It's like, I'm like talking to this chick, right?
Oh, and she asked
and
you.
She
that?
Asked you, yeah.
Oh,
that
okay,
question. And you're like,
sorry.
Why? You know?
I thought you just asked all your women how many girls have you slept with.
No, of course not. But yeah, so it's always weird. Like, they bring it up and you're like, wow, well, let me ask you the same thing. They're like, nope, nope, I asked you first. And then you say it and then they're like, yeah, I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
But I feel like a better relationship will build off of if you guys can have that type of conversation.
The comfortability behind it, yes. Yeah,
exactly.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be that question, though, because it's a very invasive, kind of shameful question, though. So what if a woman's like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, what if a guy or a woman is just like, no, I don't want to tell you because I'm kind of shameful of it. Then shame gets brought into your relationship.
Shameful instead of because, like, the number's so high or it's so low?
Either way. Either you way, see what I'm yeah. saying? Yeah. Just like it's a very, like, shame can come with it. And you don't want shame brought into your relationship? Do you want that person to think that you're judging them the whole time? Or do, yeah. would you rather ask a different question and kind of mm-hmm. have that comfortability with it? Mm-hmm. Be like, hey, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's,
yeah. Yeah. That's just how I look at it.
That's true.
But daily talks with Bernardo.
I've always had that conversation, okay. to be honest with you.
Daniel, god damn it.
It's not like it's like an answer I need right away. It just somehow always comes up.
I mean, eventually.
Are you the one bringing that up, though?
No. Honestly, no.
Okay. Oh, really?
No.
From that question, so I assumed it was you
girls
asking
girls the ones that ask us all the time. Like,
I think it is. Right? Think about
how
it.
Many girls are stuck
on I don't want to ask people that.
Yeah. Like, honestly, yeah. Now that right? I think about it, I think it's always the other way around.
I never ask that question.
I don't know why.
It's an answer
yeah,
I don't want
not,
the question
you're not
to.
Like a typical female.
God damn it. Damn
why
it.
Won't you talk to me?
I go, 20 questions a man should never ask a woman.
See, as soon as you say that, why won't you talk to me? That's when the girl starts feeling this guy is too clingy. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not attacking women or anything.
I'm not either. I'm just
no
going,
one's attacking
I'm
women.
I'm basing my
We're
observations
not attacking
off
women.
Facts.
We're all heterosexual, which means heterosexual, not homosexual. Ringo, I promise.
I didn't
do this one.
You looked at it.
Do this one, Ringo.
5-word questions that you should never ask a man. Anyways, so we're not judging them. We just have questions, you know?
Does this...
Will you betray...
What? How is what number one is, does this... and number two is, are you wearing a wire?
What? This is, so we Googled questions for women, but Daniel was just like, let's click on this. It said, what 5-word question should you never ask a man you are dating?
Number one.
Does this look infected? Number six is, will you betray your country?
Can you stash this gun?
14 is, you been to rehab too?
Jesus. I like how it says two already
look
implying
at number three.
That the woman's been to rehab.
So three.
This is stupid. I'm getting out of this page.
Yeah,
these
that,
boys
those aren't
are
real.
Out
yeah,
here
those are
wild.
Just put questions you should never ask a man. How about that?
A man. So we're flipping the roles now and our
yeah,
depression confession.
I want to see if it's true.
We're flipping the roles. So I asked the boys, do they have any questions for women? And now they have
how
questions.
How big is it? Fuck, that's the number
is
one.
Is that number one? Go back. Is that really?
How big
is it?
Fuck.
Damn, women.
That's a solid first
women
question.
Women are
though.
Shallow. That's what this question says. Holy shit.
Oh my god, the number two question. Did you see it?
No,
no go up. What does it say?
How many women have you slept with?
I'm not the one who brings
Do you
it
have
up.
Women all over the place?
Oh my god.
What's the third? This iMac is hard to
scroll. Let's just see
on.
If there's like a common theme.
Do you always have women over at your place?
Damn.
So the first question is, how big is it and how many women are you talking to? That's what this sums up to.
Asking about his masturbatory habits.
Why is that number five?
What?
They have a lot of
That's
questions.
That's none of your business, girl.
Have you ever been attracted to another guy? Yeah, they really attracted my boyfriend, so that's fine.
Do you what?
Do you think blank, name a female friend, is hot?
Ah, they always do that too.
They want to know right away. Yep.
Good thing my boyfriend doesn't have any female friends that I know of.
Which of your friends do you like
the least? Have you ever cheated or would you cheat on me? What are your exes like? How much money
That's
do you
false.
Have?
That shouldn't be number 11. That should be like number 3.
Daniel, who are you dating?
When do you think we'll get married?
When do you think we'll get married?
That's a tough one.
What do you want to change about me? Me or, parentheses, a hobby. So me or building model cars.
Me or the damn game. Like
me or Call of Duty.
It's either me or fucking, what's the game you're playing?
What Call of
Duty? World of War?
Cyberpunk.
Oh, Cyberpunk.
Yeah, it's either me or Cyberpunk.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're like, whoop, whoop. It was nice knowing you.
Cyberpunk, Cyberpunk cost me fucking $60.
I'm sorry. Your girlfriend doesn't cost you $60 yet?
I'm playing, obviously.
God. No, they cost more in one night.
Are you buying prostitutes?
Oof, I was about to say.
I meant like if you take them on a date.
Are you buying hookers, Daniel?
No, I'm taking a nice date. I mean, I go to nice places to eat. So
sorry, we don't have money.
We know you're bougie. Yes.
I'm a little bougie.
You are bougie.
You get the hotels with the balconies.
You're not wrong. I need to start going to like fucking Mickey D's more often or something.
That's where the memories are made, baby girl.
That was fun.
What?
Looking this stuff up was funny. Looking? Yeah.
Well, that was depression confession.
Yeah. That was a long...
Wasn't it?
Depression confession.
It wasn't even depressing, though. It was just questions.
It wasn't.
I don't want to be sad all the time. I pay a guy to listen to me on therapy on BetterHelp.com. Sponsor us.
Fucking sponsor us. We need more sponsors.
To listen to us and talk about our feelings and these guys who refuse to go to therapy. So...
This is my therapy session right here.
Session?
I'm a little toasty right now, I'm not going to lie. Not even going to lie about that.
Yeah.
This is a good
segment. Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't have any questions for you. You guys are supposed to be asking me questions.
Yeah, it's
your
just,
local butter sculptor.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah,
I think I covered the main.
Aliens.
We definitely hit the main topics I was really looking for. Why
do women not know what food they want? They do. They really do.
I know.
They just want to look like the good guys. Are we about to get robbed?
No. I live in an apartment. I'm like, there's noises all the time.
That was crazy. Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Definitely got to start catching up on the Mandalorian, though.
We got to get you caught up.
I haven't watched
Mandalorian, Harry Potter,
Star Wars.
Yeah,
Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what?
I've never seen The Matrix. I've never seen Fast and Furious.
There's so many good series, trilogies, whatever the fuck you want to call them. You haven't seen.
I've never seen. No.
What do you watch?
I don't know.
Let's get into this. What do you watch?
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, do you
watch New Girl a lot.
What do you do? Just watch it on replay? Or?
Yeah. I watch murder documentaries.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah, that's it.
But like a lot of the big series you have not seen.
No, I don't.
That's going to be an episode. We're going to get your reaction. Your mind's going to be blown.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch a series before the next episode, and then I'm going to have to... come back with my notes. I'm going to come back with a notebook, and these boys are going to fire me from a podcast. And
we're going to be like, no, you didn't get it. Fucking.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Does that happen to you when you're watching a movie and someone's always like,
they didn't get it?
On?
Yeah.
That's me. Bro.
I'm like, were you not watching this with me the entire time?
That's me. I don't understand.
I'm watching it too.
I don't understand any movie until like two run-throughs. Or I have to Google it on IMDb. Because I don't know why. I'm just like, I have no patience for it. I think that's why I've never seen any of those series. Because I'm like, I don't feel like Googling this many movies. So
you won't watch the movie until you've seen the reviews? And
No. I'll watch the movie. I just won't understand what actually happened until I read about it.
Mm.
Yeah. It's very weird.
As fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very weird. You know? I disappointed my mom because I didn't watch Harry Potter, so she holds it over my head still.
Yeah,
I'm 23.
please,
I'm an adult.
Pick one of these movies and watch it, so that way we could get your reaction next episode.
Fine,
I think it'll be perfect.
Fine.
Or we have the crowd pick which ones we should watch.
The crowd?
Yeah.
Who is our crowd?
I don't know. I really want to find out who they are.
We could find out who they are. I mean, if anybody's listening to this and we know you, like, fucking hit us up. Let us know, like, what Bree should watch, you know?
Let us know. Let me know what I should watch because I'm, I guess, uncultured.
Have you watched Lord of the Rings?
No.
She just said, yeah.
You missed that. I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
Every iconic
cultural chapter in our society. I've seen Finding Nemo.
Okay, there we go. Even the second one?
Yes. Finding Dory?
Okay.
Yeah.
Lion King.
At least we check.
Seen all of them.
Check Finding Nemo off the fucking
Seen list. All the Lion Kings. Seen all the Shreks.
All the Disney movies.
Seen all, yeah.
Okay.
Seen all the Disney. Yeah, I've seen all those.
Okay, we're good. I just barely watched, what was it called? Toy Story 4 for the first time.
I've never seen Toy Story 4.
You haven't? Uh-uh. Yeah, it took me a long time to watch it. It was really good, honestly.
Mm. I watched Soul recently. Soul Snacks.
Yeah. With Forky.
You guys like Disney movies?
Absolutely.
Watch Soul. Soul is amazing.
It was really good. Yeah, I watched that this past weekend. Yeah,
it was really good.
Well, I'm late to the bandwagon about movies, I guess, so
yeah. You're late about watching Baby Yoda.
I mean, I've never seen Star Wars.
I don't even know where she should start. Is it Mandalorian? Is it Harry Potter?
I'm sure. So Matrix. On Marvel, so for Marvel Universe, you can Google like the cinema, the have chronological.
Have you seen all the Avengers movies?
Absolutely. I've seen seen them in universal order where like in the story plot you see them in order, but I've also seen like the order that they release them, in the release order.
Oh yeah, I know.
So I've seen it in like two different orders where there's like Ant-Man 1, Iron Man 3, you know?
Right,
like,
so that way the story actually makes sense as you're watching. Yeah.
So I've seen that, which is a big feat. Super difficult to watch because it's like 19 movies total and TV shows. So that's what I dedicate my time to. Yeah. I don't dedicate to Harry Potter.
The Star Wars one. You can look it up and there is an order that you can watch.
That's what I was saying. Right, I was like, I'm sure I can Google it and find the order that I should watch it in.
Yeah, because there's not.
Which one do you think would be the most interesting for her to watch? I feel like Harry Potter is a good start.
Yeah,
you need to start that.
That will get like your imagination going.
Because Star Wars, I mean, the earlier episodes, like the older movies, they were kind of dry and a little boring.
A little bit.
You mean from the 70s?
Yeah, I mean,
even then, I mean,
you got to appreciate it from a different aspect. But like, it's from the 70s, so you're not going to see like the special effects you see now.
My standards are never lowered.
But Harry Potter, I think that's going to be your go-to. Yeah. I think you're going to like that one a lot.
You're going to like love The Mandalorian.
Because there's a baby in it. There's Baby Yoda.
Fucking Baby Yoda.
They talk about me like I'm not a normal woman, but I still love baby things, and I still love animals and cute things.
That's
so
you love it.
Baby Yoda, I'm going to have to watch.
Yep.
So, Definitely get on that this week. Mm-hmm. So that way we could get your reaction.
Yeah. So
that'd be awesome. Cool.
Yeah. So, alrighty. So we got something to look forward to?
Yeah, I'll come back to this dumb thing with some reviews on some stupid movies that they're making me watch.
They're not stupid.
They're not stupid. They're not stupid. We're literally giving you like good recommendations.
I don't care if you call this stupid. Don't call those movies
stupid. I call everything stupid. But yeah, I'll watch them. I'll come back with some reviews, some opinions. They'll probably be bad, but it's fine. And
Yeah.
So awesome.
Awesome.
Sweet.
It's been
fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fucking all right, dope. Guys.
Depression Confession.
First episode of 2021.
We'll be sad next episode, don't worry, my fellow depression confession enthusiast. So yeah,
it's been fun.
Yeah,
missed it.
The last couple weeks I missed it. I wanted to do this really bad.
Sorry,
I missed my modelos.
Modelo
time.
Anyways, thanks for coming, aliens, chupacabras, and vampires out there. Mm-hmm. Tune in next time. Maybe we'll post on our Instagram a picture of us so you don't think we're just some ghosts. So
we'll definitely put our Instagram's names on there.
Look it up in the description.
Okay, thank you for coming. Bye. Sorry to disappoint you like I do my whole family. Bye.